It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Will you let me be your friend?
Will you?
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. We don't know what he's asking.
I went into chorus right there, and he was not ready to go to chorus.
Yes.
Sorry.
That was bad, and you should be ashamed.
I am ashamed, because I like that song. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, just getting our show started. We're taking you until 10 o'clock, when we'll be followed up by the Homegrown Sports Bros. It is Take Your Dog to the Park Day, apparently, at Coors Field. Showing a lot of people with
We
cute,
like to call it
dogs.
Take Your Wiener to the Park.
What?
Well, wiener dog, right?
There
like
are
a dachshund?
More kinds of dogs than just wiener dogs. I mean, there I've seen chihuahuas and labs and all kind of bulldogs and pugs. I mean, they've been shown a whole bunch of different dogs. Okay. Not every dog is a wiener dog.
But every wiener dog's a dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That like a Venn diagram I got working.
Yeah. That there's that cross section right there. So I was not here yesterday. I was here Monday. We talked some Broncos. I'm excited to see the team play this Saturday. I've resigned myself to the fact that we're going to win 5 games this season.
Okay, because you're wrong.
The more I hear people talk about, even a lot of the media members who are completely in Trevor Siemian's corner.
Okay,
have admitted.
Not me.
That he's a below average quarterback. You have not. You've somehow clinged to the fact that he's a good quarterback. But most of these guys,
I think he's been effective. I think effective is an accurate word.
he's been terrible.
It's not the best. It's like, you know.
He's a below average quarterback.
Okay, he's been effective.
He's a below average quarterback. And you're not going to win a championship.
He would have done better than you.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I think Kyle Orton and him are the same person. And I think a 7-year-old girl can quarterback better than Kyle Orton. And
as long as she's like 6'2".
And Trevor Siemian. No, because here's the thing. A 7-year-old girl is tougher than Kyle Orton. Like, a 7-year-old girl won't pee herself and curl into the fetal position the instant a big lineman blows on her. She'll pop him in the nose. Kyle
7-year-old
Orton,
girl.
Yep.
Tougher I know than my Kyle 1-year-old girl would.
Tougher than Kyle Orton.
Probably.
And I think tougher than Trevor Siemian.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't. No.
He can't. He's a below average quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's not like. Listen. We agree roughly where he's at.
He's not great.
He's Blake Bortles.
I think he's exactly Blake Bortles.
No, I think he's not Blake Bortles.
Listen. Last year, Blake Bortles had a decent year. The year before, he had a great year.
I'm suggesting to you that he's been effective.
He hasn't been effective. An effective quarterback gets into the playoffs, and he's not. And with that in mind, we won't sniff the playoffs with Trevor Siemian in as our starter all year.
Okay.
If we're not going to go to the playoffs anyway,
yeah.
I still say, the more I listen to all these other media members,
yeah.
I still say then start Captain Morgan, give him a year.
It sounds like you're already going to be starting with Captain Morgan when the season starts.
No. They're going to start Trevor Siemian. I say start him from day one because you got to see what you have. Give him a year. And see what happens. And that way, at least at the end of the season, you know what you have in your first round draft pick.
You know, that's really funny that you said that. So funny that you said that.
Why?
Because I was walking in here,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to other radio stations, and I was listening to former CU wide receivers talking
about... Oh, Mike Pritchard. Yeah, okay. He's on the air now.
It led me to believe that I believe that... Paxton Lynch is definitely going to start.
This Saturday, he will.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he will emerge as a starting quarterback.
I hope so.
I mean, I'm just telling you that it's there for the taking. Mike Pritchard said that he looked, he's in Santa Clara. I'm not in Santa Clara. He said that he was looking off the safety. It's seeming like he's starting to catch up a little bit to Trevor Siemian in terms of learning the offense.
But it takes time. And the problem is, most of the media members in this town, including you, had we been on the air in 1983, would have been benching John Elway until his third season.
It's not
true.
You
would not have given him a year because Steve DeBerg made better passes.
Two things on that. First of all, he was the first pick in the draft. And it's different. So they forced him in halfway through that first year, and he was bad into his second
third game.
Yeah, and he was bad. Bad into his second year, and there were calls to get to dump him.
There were people on this station, I guarantee you.
Not this station. But
no. There were people who are currently on this station who at the time wanted to bench or trade John Elway. And
Joe Williams?
Yes.
Well, Joe Williams has made a lot of money about he's his nemesis-ish. That's the one interview. That is the one interview that I would pay to hear on radio is Joe Williams interviewed John
Elway.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, terrible.
But
he was not the only one. There were quote unquote Air Bunny reputable station people saying that he should have been bent, rightfully so. Yeah. You said he had 23 some interceptions.
23 interceptions his second year.
Yes. That's not okay. But he was the first pick in the draft.
He was John Elway. I understand. You have to let your pick develop. The problem is everyone's got ADD nowadays and everything's got to be instant gratification. It takes time to grow and learn as a quarterback. And if you pick a guy first, you've got to give him a year at least as a starter, if not two, to truly see what you have out of him. And what we've seen from Paxton is 1.5 games and a lot of practice.
Well, here's what I actually think. I said this yesterday. Thanks for reminding me. I said, I think the biggest deal is what people need to understand is that the quarterback position here in Denver is perhaps the most scrutinized position in all of NFL. It's the most...
Except maybe New York.
Even more. After John Elway, it's just become like the most overanalyzed position in sports, in NFL.
It's a harder job than it should be given our market.
Yes. And with social media and with Twitter, you know that Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian, so you know that they are both hearing all of it.
Regardless, oh, sure.
You know, John Elway, I'm not sure, heard all of it. I'm sure he heard a lot of it, but he did not hear it in the amount and different ways that Paxton Lynch is. And I think that Paxton Lynch is sort of, I don't want to say that he's shrinking from it, but, you know, when you hear how reckless you are, quote unquote, or how, quote unquote, dumb, you know, all this stuff.
Well, he has in his corner Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas is firmly in the Paxton Lynch corner.
It's unfortunate because Emmanuel Sanders is in
Simeon's corner.
Like, who's my first read?
Well, I mean, he at least has a guy who's a pro bowler, who's a very accomplished receiver, who's in his ear, who's telling him to calm down. Plus, think about it. This is probably the first time we've actually had a chance to see Trevor Siemian play for, not Trevor, Paxton Lynch play for any extended period of time with the ones. He never gets a chance to play with the ones. So maybe the offensive line is giving him a little more time than he's used to. Maybe. And today they were in pads. So if he looked good today, let's see what he does on Saturday. I don't know that he's going to be able to do based on what everyone else has been saying, because I haven't had a chance to see it. I thought they were pretty much dead even on Thursday of last week. They looked pretty much dead even.
It's kind of like Ty goes to the runner.
So
Ty goes to Captain Morgan.
Well, Ty goes to the starter, and the starter last year was Trevor Siemian. But there were people saying, oh, it was night and day what Trevor Siemian looked like. And I'm like, then I don't know what game you were looking at, because it looked pretty much equal to me. They both made a couple of bad throws. They both made a couple of good throws. Neither one could get in the end zone.
In practice.
The biggest thing for me with Captain Morgan, and this is an issue, is he looked confused at times. Like, it wasn't that he was making bad decisions. He just wasn't making decisions.
It was just like he was going, hike, ha! Ah! And then going.
He took the ball. He like, look, like 2-3 seconds. And then he'd take off. When John Elway took off, people were like, oh, look at that athletic ability. Look at what he's able to do with his legs. And blah. Now, suddenly, for some reason, being able to use your legs to get out of trouble and avoid a sack and pick up yardage – is now a bad thing. And you can't win that way.
Because you can't give your quarterback a lot of money and then have him get crushed and killed.
I think if you... Listen, there are quarterbacks who've been able to run and not die, and not get killed. You've got to learn how to slide, RG3. Russell Wilson is a guy who will run. And he's not a big guy. And he's yet to be injured significantly.
Oh, you've just killed him.
No, it's okay.
Next preseason game. Oh,
I think it only counts if you're actually on the air in that city. Oh, so maybe, you know, Trevor Siemian's done a lot of running and he's yet to get hurt. Was that bad?
Oh, terrible.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Talking about hitting now.